Is it by the way we think about him during the day? Praise God. Maybe it's how we sing his songs of praise and love, praise God, to hear his gospel, how we love. Although those are great characteristics of a born-again believer, but you want to know the most important characteristic, praise God, is that we show love, amen, one for another. That's why he asked the question, if you love me, keep my commandments. You see, the me in the question is Jesus Christ himself. He have put, praise God, we have put Jesus at the center of everything that we do. In other words, we have to put Jesus at the center of everything we do. For the church does not exist, praise God, to please membership alone. The church does not exist to, praise God, to please the pastor alone. Hallelujah. You see, we exist as a church family because, and we strive as a church family because we strive to please him. Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, praise God, when this young rich ruler asked him a question, what is the first and the greatest commandment of all? And what did he say, praise God, at Matthew chapter 22, verse 37? He says, praise God, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength. And someone may be asking, why is this the first and the greatest commandment? Praise God, I'm glad you asked that question, because if you love God,
you have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast. Church.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler. Gentle redeemer.
Good with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual heart of the in an in depth.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in. As evangelist Ronnie Bell takes you further
you
into the Word
in a manger,
of God.
Manger
boy, but on a tree.
This is a spiritual warfare broadcast, where the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Saints of God, if you have strongholds in your life, if you're dealing with strongholds and things are holding you back, then we need to use the spiritual weapons that God has given us, because nothing can stand against the power of God. These weapons are mighty and they're supernatural, and they will pull down any stronghold. Nothing can hold the church of God back. I mean nothing. So the title of our lesson today is The Unstoppable Church. And we're going to Matthew 16, and we're going to start at the 13th verse. And we know Jesus is dealing with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And he's cautioning his disciples to beware of their doctrine. After they understood the parable, after the disciples understood the parable that Jesus was talking about, and they knew then that he was not talking about bread, because he told them to beware of the leaven, which is no more than yeast in bread. And they thought he was talking about real bread, but God was talking about the doctrine of the Pharisees. That's what he was talking about. And after they understood that, they continued on their journey. In verse 13, it says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am? The Son of God am. He says, whom do men say that I, the Son of God, am? And they said, some says that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or some of the prophets. And verse 13, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? So he asked them again, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is what Peter answered. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee. See, this is what I'm saying. The weapons that we fight with, they're not flesh and blood. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So this is what this verse is saying. You know, it says, for flesh and blood did not reveal this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. See, that takes it out into the supernatural. That takes it out into the spirit when we say God revealed this to you. You know, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. It's Jesus talking. And the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Saints of God, we need to know that we are an unstoppable church, and the very gates of hell itself cannot prevail. They can't win against us. With God on our side, we can't be denied anything, because he's all power and he can do all things, and he have delegated that power to us, the church. Verse 19, it says, and I will give unto thee the keys. See, listen what he's given us. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We know that the foundation of the church of Jesus, the stone that the builders rejected, the word of God which is given, was given to Peter. This is how this church was founded. It was founded on the stone, the cornerstone that the builders rejected, which is Jesus Christ. You know, the word of God, which was given to Peter. And God revealed who Jesus was to Peter, that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. So he revealed to Peter who his son was, who Jesus was. So just in case they didn't know who they was following him, he told them who Jesus was. This is my son. You know, we can see the foundation of the church. This is what I want to show you, that this church is unstoppable. It's unmovable. And the very gates of hell can come against us. We are the church, and it cannot stop us. It cannot move us unless we allow it to move us. We can see that the foundation of the church is Jesus the rock. Two, the disciples, they're called little rocks or stones. And three, the word from God, which is revealed knowledge from God. This is how the church started. And if you want to know the Greek word for rock, it's Petra. The Greek word for little rock or stones is litho, L-I-T-H-O. So we can see how the church started. And none of us can receive any knowledge of God. Just like Peter couldn't receive any knowledge from God unless, you know, he had to be saved. He had to know God. He was following Jesus. And his heart was open to the things of the Lord. This is how you're going to receive from God. No natural man is going to receive anything from God. You know, so we know that we can receive knowledge from God, but we have to know him. And he might reveal himself to us by his spirit. This is why it is so important for us to be filled with the Holy Ghost, so God can use us. God can reveal himself to us by his spirit. The knowledge of God, the word of the knowledge from God, God's word, can only be revealed by supernatural means. It can only come through the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12 through 14, it tells us this. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Get a note of this. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is by God. See, people are running around and they're trying to operate out of two systems. You can't do that. There's the system of the world and there's the system of God. And here, this is what Peter is telling us, that now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. Verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach. See, we're not going into man's wisdom, the words that man's wisdom teach, you know, but which the Holy Ghost teach. That's why we have to have the Holy Ghost, because we're not operating in the world system. We're operating in the spiritual system, God's system, the kingdom system of God. That's where we operate from. And when we try to get anything out of the world system and try to fit it into the kingdom, it won't work. And vice versa, it will not work. And the Bible says, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. This is what we're doing. We're comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. We can't mix spiritual and natural. In verse 14, it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. This is what I just told you. The natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You have to discern this through the Spirit. It's not coming through natural means. We know God is a Spirit, and to worship him, we must worship him in the Spirit and in the truth. We have to accept God as our Lord and as our Savior. If we want to receive the knowledge of God from him, we're going to have to receive him as our Lord and Savior, which is Jesus Christ. And we're going to read Romans 10:9-10. This is what it says. Paul is teaching on righteousness, which is by truth. Verse 9, and if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is how we get saved. For with the heart man believeth, and righteousness, heart, listen at this, and righteousness in the mouth is coming out of the mouth with a confession, you know, and righteousness is the confession that is made unto salvation. Saints of God, we need to understand that with the mouth, righteousness is made unto salvation. You see, this is why the word tells us we are speaking spirits. We're just like God. We're made in the image of God, and we are speaking spirits. This whole lesson is telling us how powerful we are and how unstoppable we are. And most of what we do is going to be with our mouth. When we speak the word of God with conviction, with the Holy Ghost, then that's when the power of God is going to start working. So we confess with our mouth, and it's made unto salvation. The word salvation means deliverance from the power or the penalty of sin. It means redemption, saved, or protected. So we're saved, we're protected, and we're delivered from sin through Jesus Christ. The natural man is one who has not given his life to Christ. The word makes it very clear that if you haven't invited Jesus into your life through confession of Romans 10:9-10, you can't receive knowledge from God. Peter and the disciples, they were men of faith. They believe God. See, it's a difference when you